You understand the importance of sharing the beauty of the written word. Donations power the Writer's Almanac and keep the poetry and history you love alive. Contribute today at writersalmanac.org/donate.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 24th of April, 2017. Library of Congress established on this date in 1800 by President John Adams. It was destroyed by British soldiers in the War of 1812. Thomas Jefferson sold his collection of 6,500 books to begin a new collection at the library. And now, after the copyright law of 1870, every copyright applicant sends the library two copies of their work. 15,000 new items arrive every workday. It's the birthday of the Irish novelist Clare Boylan, born in Dublin, 1948, author of stories about the relationships between mothers and daughters. Her first novel, Holy Pictures, came out in 1983. It was on this date, 1916, Sir Ernest Shackleton set out in a lifeboat from Elephant Island to get help for his shipwrecked Antarctic expedition. They had been trapped in an ice pack aboard his ship, the Endurance. They had been drifting along with the ice for more than 9 months, and then they set up camp on this ice floe, on which they drifted for several months until finally they got off on an island. He left the island for South Georgia Island, where there was a whaling station on this day, 1916, and finally came back in August and rescued the survivors, one of whom said that when he saw Shackleton's ship on the horizon, "I felt jolly near blubbing for a bit and could not speak for several minutes." It's the birthday of the novelist Judy Budnitz, born in Atlanta, 1973. Her debut was in the book called Flying Leap. It came out in 1998. Author of stories about ordinary people in extraordinary circumstances that stretch the bounds of reality. Most recent collection, Nice Big American Baby. It's the birthday of the novelist Anthony Trollope, born in London in 1815. He worked at the post office, got up an hour before breakfast, sat down, and wrote 1,000 words. He said, "A small daily task, if it be really daily, will beat the labors of a spasmodic Hercules," author of The Barchester Towers and other books. And it's the anniversary of the Easter Rebellion in Dublin, 1916, a rebellion led by 6 patriotic poets and men of letters carrying antiquated rifles. They took over the post office. They were quickly captured by the British, who made the mistake of executing them a few weeks later. George Bernard Shaw wrote, "It is impossible to slaughter a man in this position without making him a martyr and a hero, even though the day before he may have been only a minor poet." And the failure of the rebellion set in motion a movement for independence, which succeeded in 1921. Ireland became independent from Great Britain. Here's a poem for today by Gary Snyder, "What Have I Learned?" What have I learned but the proper use for several tools? The moments between hard, pleasant tasks, to sit silent, drink wine, and think my own kind of dry, crusty thoughts. The first calochortus flowers, and in all the land it's spring. I point them out, the yellow petals, the golden hairs, to Jen. Seeing in silence, never the same twice, but when you get it right, you pass it on. What Have I Learned? A poem by Gary Snyder from his collection No Nature, published by Pantheon Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. With a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.